Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
KC, come down here. I don't know nothing about raising these fools. So tell me what to do. I don't know nothing about raising these kids. And that's what it is.
We never opened the show with Casey Cobb. This is very exciting.
Right. Well, you know, now I have to come up here and make sure my husband's all set up and everything's
yep,
ready.
Yep, you do. You're like his momager.
I know.
Wait,
you're
the
like,
mic. Let me make sure.
You,
mic
you're like
connected.
His momager. You're his Kris Jenner.
Yeah, I even play
test,
in the
test, game. Test.
That's not a good test, Donald.
Yes.
Nobody likes that. Nobody
like test at your regular speaking volume and not at your peak level.
Yes.
And
hi, Casey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm just checking, make sure he's all set up. I plugged in the computer for him.
Yeah, and I'm
you
shocked.
You didn't do none of that shit. I did that shit myself.
I did it yesterday.
1:02
word.
Casey, 1:02 p.m. for Donald is very nice. Thank you for that.
Yep.
Wait, what did he say?
I do what I do.
What did he say?
1:02 for you is very nice. Versus 112.
He's so mad.
The fans can't see how mad his face is. All right, we got to start the show, Casey. We love you.
Bye.
Bye, Casey.
Bye.
What does he mean by 102?
You got on at 102. My God.
Hi.
Oh, I was on way before that. Y'all didn't let me in the motherfucking room. I was on hold.
Way before that. Donald, I have the participant list right here.
Yeah, don't lie to Daniel.
Daniel could eat a dick. He's okay, been freaking let's... hanging out with these new girl motherfuckers a little too much now. And all of a sudden, Daniel all uppity. They treat me better over there. They treat me. I get fucking. They send me gift baskets. Look at Daniel.
Do they send you gift baskets?
Zoe sent us great box of chocolates.
Oh, like, Donald, so we're not sending them enough shit. Joelle, do you want that?
Checks.
Do you want that?
Hello?
I know,
we're
but
really present. Good here.
I know, but do you want this that weird Batman thing I showed you? I can.
Nobody
give you that.
Wants that weird Batman shit. What are you going to do with
it? I will legitimately take it.
What are you going to do
They're
with it?
They're collectible statues.
What are you going to do with it?
Don't mention what it is because I don't want to diss. I don't want to diss anybody. But I feel like Joelle could find a home for it. She's a collector of this sort of memorabilia.
Truly, it'll go great on my bookshelf with all my other cool collectibles.
Yes. Okay.
You know what I just started getting into? Mezco. Oh God. Yes. First of all, yes. But that's not what I was talking about. I'm really starting to get into these Mezco 112 action figures. They're high-end action figures. They're so freaking dope. They don't have any Star Wars yet, but they have this thing called Rumble Society and Gomez, and they do all of the DC and Marvel characters and their costumes. But it's like Wolverine's outfit is made out of leather, and they're 6 inches, so you could put them into all of your 6-inch diorama if you are an action figure collector. That is, anyway, it is fire.
So can you use them for animating, or are they just for decoration?
Well, for a lot of people, it's for decoration. For me, it's for animation.
Do they have Yelena from Black Widow?
I just posted them in the chat if you want to check.
Marvel definitely has...
Doesn't look like they do.
Marvel definitely has a bunch of things, but I've never seen...
I don't see it.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm not shopping there.
Oh, right.
I love you guys. Hi, fans. Hi, listeners. Hi. Thank you for joining us. As always, we appreciate the time that you give us. You tune in. You could be tuning in to one of 9 quadrillion podcasts, and you choose us. And we genuinely thank you for that. I hope that we're worthy. I hope that we're as good as the New Girl podcast produced by Joelle and Daniel. How's that going, guys? Everybody getting along over there? Any infighting?
It's been really lovely. I think, you know, they're just kind people and they're excited for their show. And
you're cutting in and out, Joelle. Yeah, just so you are know. Cutting
in and out. I'm so sorry. Experience.
Joelle,
it sounds like
what she said came through, though.
No, well, it sounded like a lot. Oh, well, because on our side, it sounded like a lot of gibberish just now. It sounded like a lot. Go, it sucks over there. They don't.
Yeah,
they're
still
give
fresh.
Me
they haven't been broken yet.
They don't give me water.
With the breakup, yeah, Donald's right. With the breakup of your sound, what came out was it sucks over there. I'm not happy, mm-hmm. and bangs are lame.
That's what I heard.
That's all.
That's what I heard.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
Now I have a question right off the bat, Donald. Now I've seen Clueless before. I don't remember you horseback riding. That's in Clueless?
Yes, there was a television show.
Oh, the television show version. Yeah, because Scrubs Wiki is trying to say that we stole this from Clueless, and I'm like, this wasn't in Clueless.
It was in Clueless, a television show, something very similar.
So this is the season finale of season 5, and the only thing that comes to mind, Donald, is we still have no plan for what happens when we finish this darn show. We're enjoying this. The fans are enjoying this. We're flying through. We're going to be on season 6. You're going to be naked in the fetal position on the floor crying when we get to season 8.
You know what? I don't think I'm going to cry, but I do think we need to hurry up and get our shit together and figure out what we're going to do next.
Yeah. Because, look, if you do a normal interview celebrity shit, you need a booker. You got to hire, because I'm not trying to, call everyone in my phone book and beg people.
My phone book isn't that thick. I only know a few people. I know you.
Yeah. And Bill. I'm already on the show.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And so it's like, you know, what are we going to do, dog? What are we going to do?
You could get Dulé Hill.
I'll hit up Dulé. We could totally do a psyched Scrubs crossover. The fans are asking for it. You know what I mean? I've never watched an episode of Psyched. I'm not going to lie, though.
But I haven't either. But it does feel a bit, and I don't mean to diss Psych fans or anyone involved with Psych. It does feel like whomever created it was a fan of Scrubs.
Shots fired?
I feel like that was shots fired. But
I didn't mean for that to be shots fired. I'm sure there's a psych. Actually, when I ran into Dulé Hill at the airport, I was like, "You got to do a podcast. We're having so much fun doing it, and I bet your psych fans would love it." And I was there. I was there trying to convince Dulé to do a psych rewatch.
Dulé,
I bought him a mimosa.
Yeah, you know how I love Dulé, man. That's a very classy thing to do.
I ran into him in the lounge, and I said, I'm going to be getting a mimosa, Dulé Hill. Would you like one? And he said, as a matter of fact, Zach Braff, I would.
Nice.
So I went and got that man a mimosa.
I like that. I also love the fact that we brought it back around. We're talking about Dulé Hill again. I missed this conversation. I missed us talking about the talents of this man. Did you know that Dulé is one of the best tap dancers in the world?
When I was a young person, there was a Broadway show called The Tap Dance Kid. I believe Alfonso
Ribeiro,
originated Ribeiro. The role. And then I believe Dulé Hill took over.
I'm not sure where. I think either Dulé did the travel or I'm not sure, but Savion took over. I think Savion Glover took over for Alfonso Ribeiro.
And then I believe Dulé is definitely. Who were the young men who played the tap dance kid? I think Dulé did it on Broadway, maybe after Savion. I don't know.
Well, he was definitely in the group of young.
So the musical,
talented.
All I remember from the musical, of course, is that it involved the premise involved a young child.
Oh, it has such great music in
a
that.
A young child who was an incredible tap dancer. Dude. Now, I don't remember any of the music.
There's such great music.
And you know what else I remember? You know what else I remember?
What?
Their big stunt, because, you know, musicals back in the day, if you were going to be on Broadway, you had to have, like, a crazy set, or you had to...
What was the stunt?
You know, nowadays, there's often more minimal, but the Roosevelt Island cable car goes down across the whole stage, and it was a big wow moment in their set.
They had some great music in that show. Like, I've even put some of it in rhymes, like, parts of it. Like, they had one song called Class Act about how... You know, the mom, the dad, and the uncle had this dope dance team back in the day that was real fire. And they used to, you know, do all of this dancing. But obviously something happened and now they don't dance anymore. And the dad's more serious and they've got all real jobs. But the song was like, we've got a class act. It's a well-known fact. You can tell by the swell clientele we attract. Dipsy and me, and Daddy makes three. Okay. All right. And then there was also, dancing is everything. Dancing is having fun.
Okay,
something like
I'm
that.
Tired of these fucking tap dance kid songs. Anyway, okay. Joelle, did you find the trivia out?
Alfonso Ribeiro did the original Broadway cast. Dulé Hill did the National Touring Company 2 years later.
Okay, thank you. It's the season 5 finale, everybody. And
what a segue. Now that's a segue.
Yeah.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Stories about a show we made. About a bunch of docs and nurses and a janitor who loved to hate. I said here's the stories. Now you all should know. So gather.
So let's get into the television show Scrubs. Donald, zoom, zoom, zoom. Now, wasn't zoom, zoom, zoom a car commercial thing? I don't remember.
It was a Mazda car commercial.
Mazda. Zoom, zoom, zoom. It was
as Hyundai is the sponsor for these shows, I will respectfully say zoom, zoom, zoom was an awesome joke. It came out of nowhere. First of all,
I think the Hyundai people are fine with us mentioning a different car in terms of how it relates to Scrubs.
Okay, well, zoom 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 was an awesome joke. I remember because the song was so catchy.
Well, at the time we were doing this, it was everywhere. It was their big campaign.
Yeah,
and it was their jingle: zoom zoom zoom.
But there was like so many versions of it. There was like zoom zoom. Where they whisper, and then I bet they even did like the African version of it, where it was like the African Serengeti. Zoom, 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 zoom.
Like, I don't remember that particular ad. I do remember.
I bet you they did it. Go ahead.
I just love that somewhere there was some John Tesh-like figure that was sitting at home and went, zoom, 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 and got paid a lot of money.
Sent it in. Sent it. Submitted it.
Yeah. He's like, they're never going to go for this. What if I just go, zoom, zoom, zoom? And like, well, Mazda's like, oh, my God.
He's like, well, what's the tagline? Well, they want the car to, you know, seem like it goes fast, so like a zoom.
Mm, yeah.
Zoom, zoom,
imagine
zoom.
The pitch. He goes into the conference room and he's like, "All right, guys, you ready? Zoom, zoom, zoom." And they're like, they're just staring. They're like, "Is there more?" And he's like, "No, that's it. It's just zoom, zoom, zoom." And they're like, John Tesh, you get the fuck out of here. Yo, you have lost your magic.
What about McDonald's? They don't even have a fucking, there's not even words in it. It's just saying, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. That's it. That's it. It's like
I'm loving it.
Yeah, but how hard is it to come up with ba-da-ba-ba-ba?
I just want to know if it was a buyout or if he gets paid per Zoom.
That's not even
probably a buyout. They,
ba-da-ba-ba-ba is like when somebody's like, yo, you know how the song goes? It's like ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Zoom, zoom, zoom. All right. So listen, this is the introduction of Zoom, Zoom, Zoom. I really laughed out loud when I slid in on the counter. Hey, Kim, trying to ask her out on a date. We know that Cox and Jordan are sick and tired of the toddler stage. Potty training is happening. Jack seems to be pooing all over the place, but working on his potty training.
Donald,
you must have a lot of experience with potty training.
Yes, pooed in the television. I do. I remember when Rocco pooed in the toilet for the first time, and we were all very excited. But then what it meant was we would have to wipe his butt after he pooed in the toilet. And it wasn't as sloppy as it was in the diaper, but there's something still.
Yeah, it's not kinda pleasurable. It's not something that I'm looking forward to as a parent, if I ever become a parent, that stage where your kid is calling from the bathroom and you have to
I'm
go.
I'm done.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I want to be like, all right, great. Wipe your ass.
Yeah. Well,
so what's the thing? They can't wipe. They don't know how to wipe their ass?
Not for a while. Well, they know how to. They get the concept of it and everything
like
that.
But they're going to do a sloppy job.
That shit's going to be all over their butt. You know what I mean?
So you
They'll
have
come
to go in
the
there.
Smelling like
you
dookie.
Have to go in there. They yell, I'm done. And then you have to go in there and what? You have to spread.
I don't have
cheeks.
To do that anymore, but you know, if you have a good system, they, you know.
Do they assume
bend
a position?
Over. Yeah, assume
yeah, they
the
assume
position,
a wiping
over.
Position.
It makes it a lot easier. You get to wipe the butt. And it's way easier than having to clean a diaper, too.
Yeah.
The diaper's the worst, man. That shit's
I just think
everywhere.
It's funny. Like
the diaper gets inside crevices.
At least with the
you
dog, you pick it up with a little baggie and you don't ever have to get in there. Like, you know, you have to, I'm not like taking toilet paper to my dog's ass.
No. If you had a monkey, I imagine you would.
What
have
about
to,
if it's
though.
Diarrhea and you have to be like, oh man.
Well, you have to pick that up if you have a dog. If a dog
no,
has
I'm
diarrhea,
saying, when your
that's
kid's
the worst.
Like, I'm done, and you go in there and it's a hot mess.
At least it's in the toilet and not on the floor.
I don't know.
Joelle thing is, Daniel, but it stinks
kids,
too.
So.
That's the other thing. It smells so bad. Look, you
what,
guys.
The human feces is horrible, huh?
Fecal matter just does not. It does not go well with at least
yeah,
my
when it's
my
yours,
nostrils.
When it's yours, it's bad bugs. Enough. But when it's somebody else's, even if you made the person, it's not got to be enjoyable at all.
Yeah, not at all.
So how old are they when they're like finally able to wipe?
Hopefully they wipe at a very young age. You know, but sometimes it can last. I don't know.
I'm gonna
you
try
know,
yelling. I'm gonna try yelling when I'm done. I'm done. See if anybody comes running.
Ain't nobody come wipe that ass, man.
So Kelso's legs, this is a running joke that Kelso has ripped legs. Now, I don't think that was really Ken. I think it's safe to say.
Yeah, that looked like Luke Ferrigno's calves.
Or like Lance Armstrong. I mean, they were very ripped calves. Yeah. And they're shaved, so it's probably a cyclist.
Yeah, and Ted's lost his house.
Ted's been evicted.
And he and his mom are living in his car or her car
with the cats
in front of the hospital.
Now, I really fall for Kim because she not only is she so beautiful, but she zooms, zooms, zooms.
She zooms. You zoom. Go,
yeah, and then she claims to have invented it. Yeah. And we never gave Mazda any tip of the hat to this. This was just like we pretended that the Mazda thing had never happened.
Because anybody could have made that up. Just like the I'm loving it
I know,
commercial.
I'm saying like the people at Mazda really missed out an opportunity to try and capitalize on this.
I mean, what were they going to do, sue us?
No, I mean like work in a Mazda ad, you know, for a little extra money.
I bet you they did. I bet you in some way we were promoting Mazda.
We did that once. Do you remember what it was? I forgot if we've spoken about this.
I think it was like a vacation or
yes,
something
it
like
was.
That.
It was so cringy. I still cringe about it when I think about it. But this was in the era just we were shooting Scrubs at this point in the era when they had begun to try and get ads into shows, like in new ways other than just going to commercials, because everyone started, TiVo came out and everyone was fast forwarding commercials, and they started to figure out like, oh, what if they somehow worked it into the show? And some people were doing this more effectively than others, but ours was like, our Bill's attempt on our shows was like, we were like looking for a vacation spot to go. And I was like, but Turk, if we use TripAdvisor, we could be there and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They'd help us save up to da-da-da-percent. And you were like, I don't know, JD. And it was so, I hated it. I felt so dirty, but I did it for Uncle Bill.
Well, you know, something had to pay the bills. Probably got to do a really awesome finale because of it, or got to go to, was this the year we went to Vegas?
I don't know. Okay. I just remember that we stopped after that because we all didn't like it. It felt really, really gross. So the door hit at the end of the cold open. Wow, that was me. And you know I'm always impressed with a glass door hit. What happened? Was that you, really? Well, the curtain into the breaking of the head is definitely not me. The trapped in the curtain, head through glass,
yeah.
Well, which is obviously breakaway glass, is not me. But I do my standard go-to glass door face hit.
Right.
Which was fire.
Yes.
I'm always proud of it when it looks good.
And you do it well.
Thank you. It's one of my skills. You know, I don't have many skills, Donald. I make movies.
You have quite a few skills, my friend.
No, I can act. I can make movies. What else can I do?
You can dance. You can sing.
I can't really dance. I can sing competently.
You can dance enough to be on Broadway.
That's true. And okay. Wait till you see the dance off. I got to say, wait till you see the dance off I do in Cheaper by the Dozen. I had a hip hop coach, Donald.
Wait a second. You had somebody come over and be like, now this
woman.
Was it that? Oh my God. Was it the lady that was like, this isn't hip hop. This is hip hop. Where she turns her legs out. Was it that lady that's like, no, you see this? Hip hop is this. Hip hop is, you see that shoulder pop? That's hip hop. Was it that lady? Please tell me it was. No.
It was during COVID, and it would be in my gym at my house, and this woman would come over, and she was amazing. She was hilarious. And she'd crank hip hop and dance music, and she'd be like, let me see what you can do. Like, just start moving. And it's so embarrassing. Like, I would just be like, you know, in front of the mirrors in my gym, I'd be like, just moving and like showing her everything I got. And she's like, okay. I see what we're working with. But she was like inspiring. Like she would really like no matter how embarrassing and nerdy and dorky I looked, she would be like, all right. And then she'd teach me some moves and we had fun. She was a blast. And then we did a whole choreographed dance number in Cheaper by the Dozen, coming to you March 18th.
Oh my gosh.
I just found out you're getting a spoiler alert, but you're getting one of those big boxes where they say,
ooh.
Here, watch the movie with these treats for your kids.
I can't wait.
Maybe I can get Joelle and Daniel one of those too.
I will make an unboxing video.
Out here in Hollywood, for those of you who don't know, they want to get stars who might tweet or Instagram about something. They send you these boxes. This is especially new during COVID when they can't really have premieres anymore, and it'll have like, you know, things in it. Like, you know, if it's not a kid's movie, let's say it's a regular adult movie, they'd be like, please enjoy this dinner and glass and bottle of fancy wine whilst you enjoy an early screening of such and such. And they're hoping that you're going to then go on Instagram and Twitter and be like, oh my God, I love this so much.
Look at what they sent me.
Right. So anyway, they're doing that for cheaper and for parents like you, Donald, you'll be getting something juicy.
That's great. We are on fire. These guys got their other podcast that they do. Good for you. I'm happy for the New Girl podcast. Good for you. That's great. But my buddy Zach got a movie that he directed.
Yeah.
And he's also got Cheaper by the Dozen.
Yeah. Things are happening. All right. Let's talk about the show, Scrubs. Okay. Come on. Enough pumping up Donald and all his achievements. Todd.
What are you talking about? I'm just... I love you. Todd is grabbing his crotch a little too much.
Todd says it's moving, looking at Judy's belly. And then she says, Todd, you're touching your penis.
Yes.
And he says, no, sorry. He said, I felt it move.
Yes.
And she says, you're touching your penis. Floating Head Doctor is back. Floating Head Doctor, what a mess Floating Head Doctor creates. It just never works out when the body is separated from the head. I think that's a lesson that we all need to learn from Scrubs.
But, well, Head has all the brains, but Head also headbutts.
Yeah, headbutts Elizabeth Banks because he's not getting enough mic time at the karaoke show. Don't go breaking my heart.
Yeah.
What is body expected to do? He's going to cook dinner without a brain.
Right.
Or eyes.
Right.
Tricky.
Very difficult.
You need a brain. Obviously, I'm sure there's probably ridiculously amazing blind chefs, but you need a brain.
I definitely feel like you need a brain to cook anything.
Yes. So there you go. That body shows up on fire from trying to cook.
And stays on fire. Nobody puts body out.
Yes. And when JD headbutts Banks and she falls down, he asks everyone to clap their hands in the air. And body, still on fire, is the only one that listens. But you know what? How does he listen? He doesn't have ears.
It must be a feeling that body has. I guess the mind is still controlling body, even though they are separated.
I see. So you're saying the head can tell body. Well, he's able to say, body, come. I don't know. There's just a lot of holes in this, how this works. Okay.
I mean, yeah, because it's a floating head also.
I like the way I say, I beat up many nudes in my day, Tim. Like the nerdiest person in the world is trying to brag.
I think you also got a kick out of how you said nerd, especially back then. I remember us doing that, where we used to take words and try to stretch them out and make them sound funny.
But the idea of the nerdiest person in the world being like, oh, don't you worry, Kim. I beat up many nerds. Now, how about, I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back. That's the second jingle of a big company that we were hijacking. This one, I wonder if we had to get the licensing for, because we're actually talking about Chili's, the restaurant. I want my baby back, baby back, baby
Chili's
back.
Chili's baby back ribs.
Have you ever had Chili's baby back ribs, Donald?
I've never had their baby back ribs, but I have gone to Chili's for happy hour.
What kind of food is Chili's? It's kind of just like everything, right?
No, it's barbecue.
It's barbecue.
Yeah. Okay.
Joelle, have you been to Chili's?
Oh, yeah, man. I've been broken in college. I've seen the inside of a Chili's before.
Daniel, you seem like a Chili's guy.
Absolutely. On the road, Ian and I would stop at a Chili's 2 all the time to get some apps. Great app spot.
They also got a good burger. They got a good peppercorn burger there. You know what I mean? They got a good margarita at Chili's.
It sounds like they have baby back ribs. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back.
Yeah, I've never had the baby back ribs, though.
Baby showers. Let's talk about that. What is this deal? Again, it's foreign to me. It's mostly traditionally the women go, right? And then the husband comes at the end. Isn't that the stereotypically the way it's done?
Stereotypically, mm-hmm. That's how it is done. I remember for my baby shower, we went and played golf. And then I came at the end or something like that.
I don't think I've ever been to a baby shower.
I've been to a few of them.
Joelle, have you been to them? I know in the movies, they're always like the women are all gathered around and then the woman is opening up presents going, oh, it's so cute.
Yeah. That's you've encapsulated perfectly what happens. But then there's also the disgusting thing. Like someone decided there needed to be games and they should be baby related. And for the most part, they're disgust, like tastes baby food. That's what it is, which they do in the show. But I went to one where they smeared a bunch of different types of like brown desserts in diapers and they were like smell it and guess what, I'm like, that is foul.
I didn't like the idea when all I had to do was go, oh, that's so cute, if I have to smell a diaper and guess
well,
what
for
chocolate
the,
it is
for the parents of said baby that's soon to be born. It's a great day because you're getting all of these things. Like, I'm gonna tell you something right now, for all of you who hate going to baby showers and everything, show up with something. When you do go, show up with something that's helpful. Yeah, sure, the outfit is cute. Yeah, sure, that's a cute little rattle. But come with some diapers, yo. You want to help out? Come with a freaking crib, yo. You want to help out?
That's what I did to my
You know what I mean? Like, for real, you want to... You think people clown... But diapers go a long way, man. You run out.
By the way, come that's exactly with, come, what I you... did. My stepsister had twins, and I sent her like a trailer of diapers. It was like, beep, beep,
You are
beep.
The best brother ever in the history of brothers, man. Like, that's understanding the assignment. All of this, let's make this shit cute. Is some bullshit.
But I think I get women it. Like to buy the cute little outfit and go, oh no, my but God, look, baby.
Because
Jordan's.
They don't got no kids. Those are the motherfuckers that don't got no kids, though, man. I'm trying
by
to tell
way,
you right now.
Way,
you
I
gotta
have to say, if I'm forced to come, I'm buying a cute little outfit. I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not. I'm like, if
you
I
know
have
what?
To go.
And the parents would be pissed at you. They'd be like, this motherfucker. Because the outfit only gets worn like maybe once or twice
know,
in the
only,
kid's life.
The only serotonin hit I'm going to have the whole experience is when they open my baby Jordans.
I'm just saying, bring something to the table that's going to help the young couple out, or that's going to help whoever is receiving said presents. Bring something that's going to help them. Bring a motherfucking a dresser or a changing table. You know what I'm saying? Hook up somebody up.
All right. Well, the poor JD's deck has become a cruising spot for older gay gentlemen.
That's hilarious, man. Best. Your JD's freaking deck has become pretty much a social club.
It's
for
a,
gay
it's
men.
A hangout spot yeah. for not just gay men, but senior gay men.
Senior gay men. Yes.
And JD's cleaning up and he finds an apple teeny and he goes, Appletini, when did they start drinking straight guy drinks? They don't even clean up after themselves. I mean, it's really rude. It's one thing to use my deck as a gay cruising spot, but at least clean up.
How did they find said deck? Why am I saying said so much? Oh, the janitor posted it in the hospital.
Yes. Right, the janitor.
But how did how is the hospital such a freaking, like, it's the interweb all of a sudden? Like, it's
well,
the
it just travels. You know, any senior gay person at the hospital clearly told their friends, and word travels fast. Listen, I imagine there's not a lot of beautiful outdoor spots that are specifically intended for old gay hooking up and mingling, and in the area of the hospital. And this one was well advertised with flyers
everywhere. Apparently,
the janitor made flyers that say "old gay like decks," and it has my picture on it. I would love to have one of those.
A deck, just in
no,
the middle
one,
of nowhere.
One of those flyers. I would have one of those flyers framed.
Oh, that's a great frame. Yeah, it's a great frame piece.
If any fan wants to give me a fan present. And they know how to use Photoshop. Just please recreate that for me.
Okay, so, and also, the old gay men love your hose.
Yeah, I tried to spray them
JD
off.
JD sprays them
I try and spray them off the deck with my hose, and they apparently loved it. And then I screamed at them that Les Mis was in town, meaning that that's where they should be.
Right. and you knew from personal experience that it was in town.
I'm like, get out of here. Les Mis is in town. Why aren't you there? That's a better spot for you. I want to talk about this horseback riding thing, which is pretty epic. And I shot this. Bill Lawrence directed this, but I directed the sort of beach second unit. And I'll tell you some funny stories after this quick break.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back. Gurgle, gurgle.
So this beach thing,
gurgle,
was so epic to shoot. And it's only on screen for a short amount of time. But if only I could show you how epic it was to do that. We had a hum. So we had the horses, but it's very hard. We had the stunt people riding the horses bareback because that's pretty damn hard for someone who doesn't know how to ride a horse. So what we did was we did this research. And I was like, what do they use on like for close-ups in horseback riding movies? And we found out that one of the things they have is, do you remember the old school exercise bikes that would move like back and forward as you pedaled?
Mm-hmm.
So someone came up with the idea of putting two of those on a trailer. And then we pulled that with a Hummer. There was a Hummer. Literally, this rig, maybe I can find a picture, Joelle, we could post online. It was so elaborate. But it was like a Hummer that, you know, a Hummer that had been tricked out for filming that had a crane arm off the back of the Hummer that was pulling the trailer with the two old school exercise bikes on it. So we could get that shot that starts on Elizabeth Banks loving it and then slowly pans over to me in pain.
Hating it, right?
Because that was not going to be feasible at all on real horses. To get that shot. So, I don't know. It was fun. We had a lot of toys that day to execute that. And, it's really funny. I laughed out loud when the camera revealed, it's such a funny shot of Elizabeth Banks, smiling and just in heaven on horseback. And then you pan to me just having my nuts ransacked. I don't know why anyone would bareback horse ride. I mean, you need like a cup.
Well, you need more than that, man. Like riding bareback, there's no, like, you gotta have a skill as a horse rider.
Of course you have to have skill. I'm saying my experience, even briefly, was that
Really got on a horse bareback?
Oh yeah, I got on bareback the horse for like a few shots. Yeah,
get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
you're out of your mind right there, man. That had to hurt.
I don't remember if I had a cup on or not, but it doesn't dovetail nicely with the male anatomy.
I thought, Daniel? Oh, wow.
It's not comfy. I never done it, but I trust you.
A lot of work to get those shots, but it looked pretty, and it was very funny. And then it cranes up, and it looks like she's like about to perform fellatio on me. But she's feeling my balls, and she says, the right one's always been bigger. And I say, yep. And I go, wait, you're right or stage right? Which I thought was funny. Stage right, for those of you who don't know, is a theater term for because, you know, when you're facing out, if you're on the stage facing out, that's how you talk about left and right. So stage right, if you're on the stage facing out, would be the right way, and stage left would be the left way. So, you know, if a director's directing you while you're on the stage and they say left, right, it's confusing because you're looking at each other. So that's how the term stage right and stage left became necessary. Yes, Daniel.
I have a question. I've also heard the term for the other side being called house right and house left. Is that correct?
Exactly. Yes.
Cool.
So they don't often use that in theater, but it is I think often more used in like concerts and venues and stuff.
Got it.
House left, house right, stage left, stage right.
So let's talk about some of the themes of this show. We talked about it. This whole show's about everybody having a new transition. When I heard that, I thought it was going to be like a job, you know, coming through and people moving on to new things. I thought that's what was about to happen because we were going into the end of the season. And I, you know, not necessarily remembering everything. As the show started, I was like, okay, I'm wrong. Maybe the transition is, you know, something else. But there's a lot of great moments in this. Jordan and Cox realizing how much fun, even in their misery, how much fun it was to watch Jack get to the moment that he's at right now. And how now they're informed and they could definitely handle what's ahead of them now that they're having a baby.
Turk and Carla?
Well, I'll get to them too, but I couldn't understand why she was cock blocking.
I think it's if my first answer is that Bill is seeding the fact that she's already jealous. You know, we know they're going to end up together, spoiler, but he's laying the foundation of whenever she's sensing that JD kind of likes someone, that she becomes a C blocker.
Well, she lingers in the background and everything like that. And
Elliot Reed, moment killer. That was in this episode.
Dude. And I definitely feel like Bill was like, you know, in real life, this is how I believe it to be also. If you truly love someone and it's not meant to be, let them go. And if they come back, then, you know, it's supposed to happen. But, you know, you got to let them be free. And at this point.
Also, come on. JD has been a part of their sex acts, you know, being the apple thief and everything. Like, he's really gone the extra mile with Keith. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And now he's got a hottie like Elizabeth Banks, and all of a sudden she's trying to take her to a Neil Diamond concert and doing all this cock blocking. Elliot Fun moment killer.
Yeah. Speaking of Neil Diamond.
Yeah, your impression finally gets a nice cameo.
Did I tell you he hit me up on, I'm not sure if it was the Instagram or the Twitter.
What?
I think it was the Instagram. He didn't hit me up. He posted me doing him
on Scrubs?
Scrubs or something like that in my DM or something. And I wrote back and hearted it I reposted it and he hearted it. We didn't have a conversation.
This is such 2020 lingo. I reposted it and then he hearted it.
Yeah. We
and then I gave that heart a thumbs up.
Right. And then I write.
And I think we're friends now.
I think that means I'm going to his next wedding.
No. Well, I think that means that he appreciates your impression. Do you want to give us a little sample now for those of us for those listeners who haven't heard it in a while?
The Transformers. More than meets the eye.
Hey,
the Transformers, robots in disguise. The Autobots face their battles to destroy the evil forces of Omnicron.
No, the Decepticons. Omnicron.
Oh, my bad.
Everywhere Remix. Around the world, we're coming to
they
America.
They're coming to America.
Everywhere around the world.
That you, when I was a kid, man, that's
he what, was cool,
dude. When I was a kid, he used to come on during like the best of tape recorders or records. They used to advertise them during Voltron or during like the commercial break for G.I. Joe. And so I used to have to, that's the only way I know Neil Diamond. I don't know any of the songs in whole. I just know like,
oh, so that's
snippets.
Why you have this just psychological thing that for some reason they were advertising Neil Diamond tracks during kids' cartoons.
Yes.
So that's why you tied it together with Transformers.
Yeah, man. That's how it all connects.
I never knew the origin
the
of
Transformers. Because it would be like in between after we would be like, the Transformers will be right back. And then it would be a commercial and it'd be like Neil Diamond's greatest hits everywhere around the world. We come into America. Turn on your heart light. Let it shine wherever you go. Love on the rocks. Ain't no surprise.
Okay, so JD and Turk work out a line for
today.
Oh God.
JD and Turk work out a line that they think will work on getting Kim back after the debacle that was the horse riding incident where she had to inspect my testicle. It's hard to believe that JD wouldn't get an erection on the beach if
after his penis was pummeled.
Well, even after that, a beautiful woman that he likes undoes his pants and reaches in to feel his scrotum.
That has just been destroyed by a horse's back.
Right, but I think the character, and I know him well, may have still got movement. But she's a urologist, so she knows, she's seen this before.
So she understands.
What's this about vasectomies not taking? That's a thing?
Well, sometimes people mess it up. And that has happened. You're supposed to go back and get a check, though. So I guess he didn't go back to check.
Can you tell me how it is that a vasectomy, which as I understood it was snipping the connection, is it the vas deferens? Is that the correct tube? But whatever it is, it's a snip, is it not? How does that come undone? It's like a magic trick. It's like a David Blaine trick.
Do you want to talk?
You know when he coughs up frogs? It's like coughing up semen.
Do you want to talk? Do you want to talk baby gifts? The janitor's baby cage?
Why are you changing the subject?
Because she has to look this up.
I posted it in the chat.
She posted in the chat. A vasectomy can fail if the doctor misses the vas deferens. You guys better be impressed that I pulled out vas fucking deferens. I mean, come on.
Totally.
I am a fake doctor. A vasectomy can fail if the doctor misses the vas deferens during the procedure. Feels like, isn't that the main thing he's there to do? How does he miss it? In rare cases, the tube can regrow. If this does occur, the vas deferens is usually much smaller than it was before. Sometimes sperm can make their way from one end of the vas deferens to the other. Wow.
Oh, shit.
Well, Johnny C. or Dr. Cox must have some really turbocharged sperm because they...
Either that or really thin. It could fit through that little tiny, tiny...
Or a horrible doctor. Most definitely a horrible, horrible doctor.
Okay, let's talk about the janitor's baby cage.
Yes, the janitor...
We're starting to understand why the... Yes, we're starting to understand why the janitor is the way he is.
He was raised in a cage.
Yes.
He said it was a lot like the Pet Creep, but without windows, which is a windowless cage.
Yes.
And then everyone gives him the evil look, and he's like, oh, I'm just kidding. It's for when they get a dog.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Laverne wants to get the lingerie from the baby store.
Yeah, well, we know Laverne's a freak because a lot of stuff goes down at that above-ground pool party.
This is where it got a little weird.
The scooter rally?
No. Well, that was weird, too. Somehow, it looked like a scene out of Boba Fett. Somehow, Cox and Jordan convince Turk that the baby can grab his penis while he's having sex.
Yes.
With his wife.
Well, this, I feel, is a bit Carla. Of a thing that comes up. I think that men are often worried that if they have sex with a very pregnant woman, where the baby is very far along, that the tip is somehow hitting their baby. Did you ever have that concern?
No.
Because I feel like you would be having sex with Casey and it'd be like hitting the kid's head.
Oh my God.
Or because it's you, it'd be more like
do.
Daniel, when you get pregnant, which seems like it's going to happen any day now, will you have that concern about your shaft being too near the fetus?
I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
Okay.
Why?
Is there any progress towards marriage or baby talk in your relationship?
Are you guys still together?
Yes, we're still together.
Oh, yeah, long pause.
Yeah, that's a long pause in between there.
We are celebrating our second anniversary in February.
Thank you. I'm going to send you whatever Zooey Deschanel sent you in chocolate.
All right, we're done with this topic.
That just cost you 2 months of Twitch promotion.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No more. Dude, you're digging a deeper and deeper hole.
Oh, no.
All right, never mind. Daniel doesn't want to answer private questions. It's fine. I'll just lay my soul out on here. Scooter rally. Why does JD attend a scooter rally? It feels like Turk would have loved that. I didn't invite you. Well, you're busy.
Well, he's busy. That's the whole thing. JD's all by himself. Now, when I saw that scooters rally, the first thing I thought of was the Book of Boba Fett for some reason. I don't know why.
Because I sent you a meme. Is that what it is?
Because you sent me the meme. That's what it is. Yes.
I'm not watching Boba Fett, but someone made a meme.
Oh, but the last episode was fire. Have you watched it yet, Joel?
It was amazing. It was so good. I almost feel bad for everybody else involved in the show because that was like, just get back to Mando. Oh.
Dude, the Mandalorian, the Book of Boba Fett episode 5 is the best episode of the Book of Boba Fett, and Boba Fett is not in it at all.
And it was directed by who, Donald?
Bryce Dallas Howard.
My girl. Oh, she was good. She did a great job.
Dude, how does that happen?
Coming up.
How does that happen?
Watch your dad for your whole life, and then you get really good at it.
Her dad is one of the most accomplished filmmakers ever.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about Bryce. I'm talking about how... Oh, I understand how Bryce is amazing. I think she's an amazing actress, too. Hold on. If you want to really get into it, I think she's an amazing actress,
That Black Mirror
too.
Episode she did was one of the best.
Oh, my
gosh. But wait, I want to do a little side note on Ron Howard tangent. I cannot recommend highly enough this documentary called The Rescue, which tells the story of, it's on Disney Plus, and it tells the story about those children who were caught in the cave in Thailand, I believe, and then how they went about rescuing them. It is incredible, and I only bring it up, first of all, see it, but I only bring it up because Ron Howard has now made the narrative version, which rumors are coming out is fucking incredible. And so watch the documentary first, and then you'll enjoy the narrative version even more.
Well, I'd love Ron Howard as a director. That story was really fascinating, first of all. How the hell did those kids get in that cave?
You got to see the documentary.
What convinced these kids to do that? Like, I hear, I don't know.
You
got to
watch the documentary. You're never going to. Joelle and Dale might. You're never going to.
Anyway. I always have thought Ron Howard was a great director.
Yeah, lots of range because he did. I mean, he directed Parenthood, which is a classic.
He also directed Willow.
I'm saying, look at the range between Parenthood and Willow.
Yeah, Solo, the Apollo 13.
But you didn't like Solo.
I love Solo. What are you talking about? I didn't like Solo.
Oh, I thought you didn't like Solo.
You've never heard that come out of my mouth.
Well, I know you don't ever disparage the universe, but I mean,
yeah, I do.
What's one thing you've just, I guess you've just disparaged Boba Fett.
Last Jedi, Rise of Skywalker, trash.
Yeah. Hey, is our guest here, Joel?
But hold on, trash in a good way. Trash in a good way.
The episode ends, of course, with Elizabeth Banks saying that she's pregnant, which we're going to find out how that happened. We know it happened in a very curious manner. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we come back. Joelle has worked up some amazing caller for us, and we're very excited. Right back.
Here we go! Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved playtime off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back!
We are back! Gargle, 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 we are back! Gargle, gargle,
gargle, gargle, gargle, gargle.
Wu-Tang forever.
All right, listen.
Ready?
I'm ready. Let's bring them in. We're gonna fix their lives. We're gonna see what their questions are.
Like, we play the theme song.
We got a caller who gave us a holler. We can talk Star Wars or sing show tunes, you know, like a baller. Smoke some jazz cabbage. Maybe talk about the episode. So come on, Joelle, let's get the show on the road.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Andrew and Brandon!
Hey, Andrew and Brandon.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
It's so nice to meet you. Andrew, just so the listeners get a full sense, is in front of a green screen. God knows what he does with that. Brandon has a gaming chair. I'm assuming he might be a gamer. He also has what appears to be a professional microphone. He may be a podcaster. There look to be some sort
of... Oh, man. What if this? He's another Twitcher? What if they're Twitchers like freaking Daniel and they play video games like
they're
Daniel?
Twitchers and they play with Daniel. Is that what it is? Do we figure it out?
You got it.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Jay!
Good. Is that really the case? What's your guy's story?
Yeah, so... First of all, I don't know how we're going to follow up with Dr. Penis having been on the last episode, but we're going to try our best.
Well, I think our audience is probably penised out after that.
That's
they
fair.
Probably don't want to hear any more.
We
penis
talked a lot about penis.
I think we covered the penis.
Yeah. Not only did we cover
with a magnet.
Shaft, but we what? Covered balls. Too.
Yes, we covered shaft, okay. Balls, anus, what? Taint.
You got to get
covered,
it off.
We covered tip too. I think we covered tip.
We covered tip to taint.
The whole thing has been covered.
Tip to taint.
Tip to taint. Tip to taint's a great name for a band or a screenplay.
All right. Taint.
So listen, Dardik and Millman, what's your story? What's happening here?
Yeah. So much in the same way that you guys started a podcast as a way to help distract people from the pandemic and provide a fun reprieve, we started a charity last year that provides video games to hospitalized cancer patients, and we stream on Twitch in order to fundraise for that.
Oh my goodness! Fire. That's not like us. That is like
you are
that
nothing
is
like
so
us. You are better
kind
than us
and
right
sweet
now.
Wow. And philanthropic.
Awesome. Dude.
We just sit wow. around and talk about penises and scrubs.
I feel bad that I was talking about tip to tank right before you.
No,
before that introduction.
Oh
now.
No, we love everything about you guys.
It's contrast. It's good.
I'm embarrassed. You guys are really doing something good. So wait, say it again. You raise money on your Twitch channel, and with that, you then bring video game consoles and games to cancer patient children?
Yeah. Right. So we're currently working with Hopkins. We're from Baltimore, so like Johns Hopkins Hospital is right around the corner for us, and we're buying like consoles and games to fill out their unit rooms. So because currently they have like really outdated stuff, and the kids don't care about it, and their friends aren't playing it, so they kind of lose that social connection. And we're trying to bridge that gap.
Oh, my God. That's great, so man. Cool. Well, let's start off right away before we even talk to you more with how do people donate or participate or how does anyone help you do this mission?
Yeah. So we stream on twitch.tv/Teemotherapy, which is the name of our charity is Teemotherapy, kind of like chemotherapy. Daniel knows because I pop into his chat from time to time.
It's you.
It is I.
Well, hello.
We'll put it in our majiggy on our page, but just say it again. Mm-hmm. Wait, so are you saying they have to watch you play to give, or is there a way to, like, for someone like me who has no interest in watching a grown man play video games, it was give money?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. So first and foremost, our Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/Teemotherapy, but then we have a website, which is teemotherapygaming.com.
All right, now when you say Teemo, is it T-E-M-O?
T-E-A-M-O, and then therapy.
T-E-A-M-O, therapy.
Gaming.com.
That's it.
Well, that's incredible, guys, and good on you. And now what games, we don't know very much about Twitch, as you know from listening to the podcast. We only know that Daniel goes on there, and our analogy is...
And we're boycotting Daniel's Twitch
yes,
right now,
yes, he's not
too.
Allowed to get any plugs because of something that just occurred.
So that's
he won't
talk
about
him.
His private life, so he doesn't get to get plugs.
Sure. So Teemotherapy.
Listen, yeah, so yeah, you guys should definitely... If I was going to pick out a Twitch person to watch, it would be Teemotherapy.
That's right.
Appreciate
because,
that.
Yeah, because
you honor me.
Because I just think it's the best Twitch to watch. Now, what game do you guys
not
play?
Dano.
Traditionally?
Not Dano.
Not Dano. That one's getting old, that and he doesn't do enough twerking. Do you? What game do you guys play?
Yeah, so we play a variety of games. Brandon and I kind of play different games. We both stream on that platform. I like to play through a bunch of games that I haven't played before, so first playthroughs of games, and it's just been all different kinds, anywhere from like God of War to Brandon played Zelda Breath of the Wild to Pokemon, all sorts of games.
And your thing is like your style is I like to play a game I haven't played before, and I'm kind of figuring it out.
Yep.
Now, are the fans in the chat being like, "No, dummy, grab the sword"?
Oh yeah, all the time.
And do you feel like that's cheating, or do you go grab the sword?
Yeah, we try to not let them, what's called backseat gaming, like backseat driving.
I see. Yeah. So you say to your fans, don't give me unnecessary clues. I want to figure this out on my own.
Exactly.
But they still probably do.
They still do, and then we ban them.
Do you guys ever live stream with the kids from the hospital?
That is one of our goals for one day.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that is definitely one of our goals one day is to be able to do something like that.
That's really cool.
That'd be really cool.
And Brandon, do you guys do it together or separately?
We have done it together. Normally, our schedule is Tuesday, Thursday, me, Saturday, Sunday, Andrew. And there have been special events where, like, he lives in Virginia, I'm from Maryland. He'll come up and we'll both be right here playing together. And that's always fun. Or we can do it, over the internet. But together streams are rare and a unique event.
And do you right think that people are extra generous with because they know it's going to such a good cause?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Twitch channels, we've been lucky. We didn't know what to expect, but growth has not been, it's usually not as fast as we've experienced. And I think it's because people love the cause.
Yeah.
What do you
only
think
started?
Sorry, go ahead, Andrew.
Sure. We only started in May of last year. And since then, we've raised something like $20,000.
Oh, my God.
And it's just awesome. Been an absolutely incredible.
So that's a lot of consoles you could buy. Well, actually,
yeah, I've got, there's like 13 Xbox Series S's behind me. Ew. Andrew's got another handful. Nice. We're doing a first drop off at Hopkins at the end of this month. Andrew's coming up.
Yep.
Can people donate consoles also, or do you want old consoles? Do you want new ones? Like, what is the criteria for donations?
So a lot of times in hospitals, they already have older consoles, and our mission is to kind of upgrade what they have so that a lot of the patients can be playing, you know, what their friends are playing or the latest games, and, you know, not feel like they're missing out. So we haven't gotten any donations in the form of consoles, but if we were to get those, we would prefer if they were current gen consoles. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, I'm going to pull some strings and see if I can get some consoles. That
would be really dope if anybody from Xbox or Ubisoft, we know we got some Ubisoft fans out there, mm-hmm. friends yes. and stuff like that.
Yes,
just
yes.
anybody who listens to this podcast and is
Jamel,
in the
what's the name
industry?
Of our friend at Ubisoft? You got to reach out to him.
Oh, I'd have to look it
He's
up.
He's doing a Star Wars stuff.
An email, and I will also reach out.
He listens, it's
Yousef.
But
it's Yousef.
Yousef, yeah. We need the mother load for this. Listen to this, how noble and beautiful this charity is. Send these gentlemen the mother load.
We need to hook it up, man.
And my sister-in-law works at Xbox, and I'm going to be pulling some strings and see what I can do for you guys.
That would be absolutely incredible.
I can't promise anything, but I have some pull with her. She likes me. Okay, do you guys have any questions for us?
Yeah, so... I had a serious question and then a little bit of a lighthearted question for you guys. So being that we work with cancer patients, thought it would just be appropriate to ask how has you or a loved one's life been affected by cancer?
My dad, my father to, my mother beat cancer. My father did not. He had it in a place called the biliary tube. It was horrible. And we had the best doctors, and granted, he was 84, so hard for an 84-year-old man. He fought as hard as he could, but no matter what he did. The horrible thing about cancer for my father was he, even though my dad was 84, and Donald can tell you, he had the mind of a 55-year-old. You know, he was, nothing was wrong with his brain at all. He was 100%. But his body was like quitting on him because it was fighting as hard as it could, an 84-year-old body against cancer. And the cancer just took him down. And that's what's so hard. It's one thing when a senior is at an age where you go, okay, they're losing some of their mental faculties and now their body's going and they've had a good life. But it was extra hard for me because my father was, it's like he was so disappointed in his body. Like, come on, body. It's like, it's not to bring it around to the Scrubs joke, but it's kind of like the head and the body thing where it's like, come on, body, fight harder. Yeah. 'Cause my brain is still 100% here. So that's about as close and hard as it gets. Watching the demise of my father, to biliary cancer.
Yeah, my aunt had breast cancer, and she beat it one time, and then it came back again, and she just didn't have the energy to fight it. And it took her, and it took her really fast, too. And she hid it for a little bit because she didn't, you know, she just didn't want to go through chemo again.
You said your aunt, right?
My aunt.
Oh,
yes.
Sorry. I didn't want anyone to misunderstand and say your mom. Your mom is
alive
and
my mom is
alive
and doing well. She's been on the show, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
But her sister, as a matter of fact. I've yet to experience losing a parent, but I have friends and family members who have, and I've never hurt more for people than when that happens, you know.
What the world these guys are working in with children. I mean, can you?
That's where it gets like tragic? I can't. I pray every night. I literally pray all the time, not just at night. Sometimes when I'm driving in my car. Sometimes when I'm in my shower. You know, I love my children so much, and I pray for their health. You know, and so. What you guys are doing is amazing, by the way.
This is just
an awesome cause, man. Like, I don't know how you came up with it, but good on you, man. Like,
the more money you raise, you'll be able to expand to more and more hospitals.
Hospitals,
right? This is a dumb question, but are these like in the communal room for the children, or are they in their own private rooms?
Yeah, so we actually got a PlayStation 5 for their community room for them to share, because, you know, PS5s are really, really hard to get
hold of.
But now you got these kids fighting. They're like,
I'm next.
Exactly. But the Xboxes we were able to actually get a bunch of, so we're going to be putting one of those in each of the patient rooms.
That's great.
Awesome. See?
That's great.
All right. I'm going to make a call about Xboxes, see what I can do. Now, what's your next question? Have it be a little more chipper for the love of God.
Oh, for sure. What is your favorite easy recipe to cook?
I have a bunch of them. Zach doesn't really cook. Zach couldn't Ice. Make. Yeah, that's about it for Zach.
No, that's not true. You know what I do? I make a fucking killer PB&J.
Mm. Nice. Grew up on PB&Js.
I love a PB&J.
I'm more a PB and honey kind of guy.
Ooh.
You know, I'm just. Oh. Thank you. Yeah, good.
Big thumbs up from me.
I don't really cook much. I used to, you know, when I was first out of college and totally broke, I had a few little go-tos, but none of them, you know, nothing more complicated than heating up a pasta sauce and making boiling pasta. I don't really cook at all. Much to my girlfriend's chagrin, she's an amazing chef and keeps trying to get me into it. And I'm like, you're killing it on your own.
Yeah, you're already so good at it.
I don't want to get in the way. And I've spoken about it on the podcast. I took over. I am the best kitchen cleaner. I challenge any person who's in a relationship who's the cleaning side of things to a contest. I'll make that.
Well, respect for that. Pulling your weight.
Listen.
Pull that weight.
Listen, I line up all my sponges, all my favorite tools, because I know which one's going to be best for which pan.
Oh, my gosh.
Donald, what's your quick recipe? Donald actually cooks.
I could make fried chicken. That's probably a quick recipe. Everything is a production. When you like to cook, it doesn't matter, man. You're like, you know what? It might be a quick recipe, but I'm gonna make it so it's an easy quick recipe. So everything is separated in its rightful cups and measurements. You know what I mean? And you know, you put it together. There ain't no easy recipe for me. I don't know.
I've been watching so much Great British Bake Off. Do any of you watch that?
Hell yeah.
Yes.
It's such a nice show.
I love that show.
I love it. It's like a hug. It's just so we watch it at night late when you watch something just peaceful to calm down to.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so, I don't know, wholesome and fun to watch.
Completely.
If you haven't gotten into it, get into it. It's these people in the UK who are just home. They're not professionals, they're just amateurs, but they're phenomenal, and it's really fun. Anyway.
But that's one thing about cooking. Like, once you get into it, you can get really, 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 really good at it. I mean, and then there's some people who just have a gift, and those are the ones that go on to become great chefs and stuff like that. Yeah. But, like, I saw this movie, Julia and Julia, whatever was, with Meryl Streep and Amy Adams.
I watched it
like four or five times. It's so delicious to watch, dude. Like, just watching it is like
the
food
the weirdest
is like so
taste.
Good.
Like, I can't get him to watch anything outside the Marvel Star Wars universe. And he's like, I watched Julia and Julia five times.
Yeah, man. And I tried to, like, literally, that's how I learned how to, you know, toast bread in a pan. You know what I mean?
I think the premise is that the woman, Amy Adams, is trying to cook all of the recipes in Julia
Child's
book.
I bought that book. Mm-hmm. You can't do it. It's hard. That's just impossible, man. I was like, I'll start with the easy one.
That ain't gonna be easy for me.
That ain't gonna happen for me.
It's time for Twitch's favorite segment, Donald.
It's time to
fix your life.
The digital version.
Okay, how can we fix your guy's life? We'll do anything for you, gentlemen.
Yeah. So
he was like, my balls.
No,
you
always have to go back to the penis.
For fuck's sake, just stop talking about your willies.
If it'll help the cause, I'll do penis play. But I prefer not.
Oh, boy. Well, I had one. Part of my job, I'm an oncology nurse. This kind of thing has come up a lot. Sometimes it's difficult to kind of gauge how to approach someone who's grieving, you know, whether it's a family member who's sick and perhaps dying, or a person was just told they have cancer and they're grieving the loss of their life before cancer. From your experiences with grief and loss, how would you have liked to be approached, supported, or possibly even left alone? How should we go about supporting grieving people in the future?
Oof.
Wow, your question gave me goosebumps on my thighs. Probably because
just your thighs.
I got goosebumps between knees and waist. Yes, that's good. Don't criticize where the
I was asking how far up it went. That's all.
This is where we make. This is how I make movies. This is exactly. That's how I. When I'm making a film, we always we joke around in the edit room. We're like, all right, that just gave me goosebumps. That was like a shoulder to elbow.
That was on my bucket list. Give you goosebumps.
I think
you.
Do they
really
mean have
different
to,
things?
No, but when you've watched a film, like in the example I'm giving, when you've watched the film 900 times and you're working on it and you're tweaking it and you're trying out different music or you're trying out a different cut and some little bit of magic happens and you change something and all of a sudden you get goosebumps down your arm, it's like, okay, that's obviously working, you know? Or you're trying out a new song, you know, and the old song was fine, but it didn't give you goosebumps. You're trying to give the audience goosebumps. So if you get them for yourself, just like if you laugh at a joke,
somebody
people
else
that,
is going to laugh.
People that have that, people that have your sense of humor are going to laugh at the joke.
Right.
So,
and you're your own worst critic for sure. So
yeah, I think the space is important, and really reading the room, whether the person wants you there or not.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days, even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive?
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The other thing is, I think I would have some just gentle things locked and loaded that people have found meaningful before. It could be a phrase, or I'm just going to pull a bad example out of the hat, like this, the phrase, this too shall pass. If you had some of those that were simple but effective, and also I think getting related, people really feel heard and seen when you say, even if you're their nurse, I lost such and such, and I've been there, and it's really hard, and I'm here for you, and I know how hard it is, but this too shall pass, and just know that every day it gets a little bit easier, and you know, things like that. I think getting related, sharing personal stories, and but most importantly, first and foremost, I would say reading the room, because there are times when I was in the situation with the grief that I've had to battle, where you're like, I don't want to talk to anybody. I know you mean well. But I don't want it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm going to be honest with you. That's a very difficult question. I don't know how anybody wants to be told grief. I mean, wants to be told bad news. I know it's a part of life and eventually everybody has to face it, face the music, but, I don't know how I want to be told. I don't think there is a gentle way to find out.
Well, I don't think he's talking about specifically telling people. He's saying, if I'm not wrong, he's talking about after they've been told and they're clearly upset. How do you navigate not being aloof but also not being in someone's face? You know,
well, I definitely think you should read the room. That's for damn sure.
It's got to be personal to your relationship with the person, right? I mean, can I share a story?
Yeah.
I mean, I lost my dad to COVID a year ago, right? And on the other side of it, the word annoying is probably the wrong word, but what was annoying to me is people were posting as if like they lost, and people were commenting on their status. Oh, I'm sorry for your loss. I'm like, your loss? Like, you know, the people like started telling people, and then I got bombarded. It's like, you didn't have the right to tell those people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So don't do that. I can say what not to do.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But do you remember something that someone said? Does anything stick?
Actually,
in your mind?
Do you guys ever see The Good Place show on Netflix?
I've seen a lot of it, not all, but I've seen a lot.
Okay. I mean, no spoilers, but there's a quote at the end that I'm going to share. It's a really awesome quote. It's a Buddhist quote. He goes, picture a wave. You know, you can see it and you can measure it. And when it hits the shore, it's gone. But the water is still there. The wave just a different way for it to be for a little while. That was a really beautiful quote on death to me.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I mean, I think I would. I think, you know, if you have some things that are meaningful to you, in the spirit of what Brandon just said, that when the person does want to engage, you've got like five different things locked and loaded. Like, here's something that I read once that's really meaningful to me, and. Maybe the person doesn't want to talk, but you know that they like you, and you could slip that to them on a piece of paper, like a quote. You know, there's varying ways to do it. Someone might want to really engage with you and sit there and talk with you. Someone might be like, you know, might be more like, you know, Andrew, we love you. You've been so sweet, but we just want to be left alone. That kind of person you could slip a little piece of paper to and say, hey, here's a quote that's meaningful to me. I think that would be great. You know, one of my experiences with nurses was that some were just outstanding and just went so far out of their way, and it made such a difference. And it seems to me, especially when you consider the philanthropy work you guys are doing, that you're those type of people. So I don't know if we fixed anything, but
no, that was really helpful. I really appreciate
advice.
Yeah, there's a great, you know, it's when you stumble across a great quote that just lands with you. Mm-hmm. You know, like you know, Brandon just said one for him, but like even. A friend of mine told, you know, in the editing room, a director friend of mine gave me a quote about cutting, and I put it up on the whiteboard because I obviously have big whiteboards in my editing room because I'm Mr. Whiteboard. And it really helped me. It's like, it's a topic that obviously totally nothing to do with grief, but a topic that I've always wrestled with. And he sent me this quote that was like, Eureka, that quote lands with me. I understand that. You know, and we all have that for different things. So I'm sure there's plenty of infinite number of those for people grieving.
Yeah.
Donald, we need to switch back to comedy. Say something funny.
Shit, dick, balls.
Tip the tape. Tip the tape. Tip the tongue,
the
tip the tape.
I know what's funny.
Zach, I love you.
Yeah, you
I'll do, kill you, motherfucker!
All right, that's the show. We did it. These guys are great. Remind people how they find you on Twitch. Go again.
Sure. It's twitch.tv/teamotherapy. That's TEAMO therapy, or teamotherapygaming.com.
And Brandon, is yours the same or different?
Yep. We share the channel.
And those are the only two people on the program right now who use Twitch. So those are the only those are the only Twitchers we know.
They're the only Twitchers we've ever met, to be honest with you.
I've never been on Twitch, so I don't know anything about it. I'll only to visit an old friend of mine and see what his Twitch was like. And he was just eating. So I realized
Mukbang, yes.
What percentage of Twitch is gaming and what percentage is other things?
That's a great question. Oh my God. Daniel, do you know?
Wait,
what percentage is gaming?
Who you talking to?
Oh, I'm sorry. Andrew, do you know?
He's been shunned. Do you know how the Amish shun people? He's been
shame.
I have no idea. I mean, you know, a lot of people do like those just chatting streams and hot tub streams. That's
there's
not
jokes
us,
about the hot tub streams.
Donald, we should do a hot tub Twitch stream.
You got,
we
could totally honestly, guys, do a hot tub Twitch stream, which is me and you sitting in the hot tub
and
drinking.
Raise money for charity for buying consoles for the kids.
Let's do it.
You can't tell me that wouldn't be wildly successful. You can't tell me.
I got to lose some weight first, but yeah,
me
I'm
too,
down.
Me okay. too. I'm trying to lose a couple of LBs. Joelle, do you know? Does it say?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm only getting like gender breakdowns and time spent on breakdown.
It's like you only hear about the gaming, really, and cooking. I've been hearing about cooking.
Can you be nude on Twitch?
No,
you may not.
No,
but if you're in a body of water, you can be in a bathing suit.
And that's why the people.
But you have to be in a body of water.
Yeah, some people like literally put like a little mini pool on their room and stand and sit in that, and then they're allowed to be in a bikini. It's
breaking the rules.
I have
a question. You're allowed to be in a bikini if you're standing in water.
If you're in a pool,
yes.
You know what? Go for yours.
I just think it's so funny the way that people get around it. There's somebody going, "How do I get around the Twitch rules so I can show
I
the
need
world
to
my
show
bikini?
My body?"
What do they do in the bikini once they're on?
They
jiggle.
I don't know. They jiggle and they get views. You know,
right.
I don't know.
But they can't go into like OnlyFans territory. They have to.
Right.
They have to keep it holy. Do they play video games?
Sometimes.
I don't know. I don't think people would know if they were.
A lot of times they play like Just Dance.
So oh, that's smart.
I can't wait to watch this. Wait, no.
Are
wait,
you allowed
I
to go
mean,
on
I don't
Twitch?
Watch this.
You're allowed
what
to
mean?
Go on Twitch if you're
watch
not a
stuff
member,
like this.
Right?
Yeah, you can go on.
Right, I'm going like to go watch someone do a dance video game in their bikini in their mini pool.
Oh, boy.
One following.
If it works, it works.
But the most popular is gaming, right?
Mm-hmm. I would say so.
And is PewDiePie the most popular?
I think he's on YouTube, actually.
What's PewDiePie?
Oh, he's on YouTube. He's a gamer. YouTuber. Who's the most popular Twitch star?
It's definitely not Dano.
We don't. I don't even know who that is. Who's the most popular Twitch star?
Who? Probably XQC, Tyler 1, Summit 1G. There's a lot of Spanish streamers who have a huge following.
Joelle, your voice is so low right now.
You guys are wild.
Joelle, your voice
enough
got
bullying.
So low.
Enough bullying.
We're not bullying you. We love you. Yeah. All right.
That's it. That's the show.
We love you guys. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much.
And we'll all look into ways to help you get more consoles, because what a cool cause. And you're a good gentleman. And we'll see you next time. Donald, do you want to introduce your nephew?
All right, y'all. This is my nephew, Mizell. You can find him on Spotify. You can find him anywhere. He goes by Isaiah the Poet. Here's his song right here. I'm gonna shine.
I'm gonna shine. Whether you like it or not, no. It's my time. You know that I'll never stop. Time, I'm gonna shine.
Don't quote me with these bitches, stop comparing niggas. At 18 did a feature for a Grammy winner. Need more plates cause my team eating like it's family dinner. Just stayed out the waitress, think I might just start a family with her. A lot of y'all is misconstruing clicks for fans and thinking that's your Instagram or business plan. You know the type that think they gangster till the witness stand. Promoting fights and toting pipes, they ain't really with their hands. I see them Harvard scholars in two seats. So how you top done data with no breach? In these streets, niggas 10 toes deep. So you cut them at their ankles, now they got no feet. All them first class habits gon' die cheap. There'll be no Birkin baggage for no trees. I need a boss by the package like Monique. Make me wanna toss her 1,000 and go eat.
Whether you like it or not.
smoke dispensary blunts. A 3.5 of this bitch and cost you a Tiffany Dunks. And if I'm sliding, this bitch gon' be on my hip, not the trunk. Just like you talking out your neck can make me rip out your lungs. I swear this really a game of inches. White dealers out here skimping my money, acquire your interest. Like the dope fell over, we tipped the scale on them. I told the hotel owner to hold the mail order. We built different, I ilk different. European CZ Gourmet, I swear that our meal's different. I still dream for a day where some don't feel missing. I still dream for a day where some don't feel missing. Some people deal with depression like on a deep level. I've been smoking weed since 11, that's why my teeth yellow. I ring bells in my city like on a street level. Even the cartels fucking with me, Robert De Niro.
Did you know that 46% of us don't take all our vacation days? Even though it's been proven that taking time off to play makes us more productive.
In California, no matter where you go, you'll find play. Explore a redwood forest, immerse yourself in art galleries, or just park yourself in a beach chair and chill. Play is everywhere in California, so take some well-deserved play time off and discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine. Hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.